You're listening to Trust Your Teeth, the podcast where lifestyle meets dentistry. It's late afternoon. Maybe you're finishing a long study session or catching up with friends. A boba run feels like the perfect treat. Creamy milk tea, chewy pearls, endless flavors. Fun, social, comforting. But here's the part most people don't realize. Boba and milk tea quietly wear down your smile. The sugar, the starch, and the acid don't hurt right away. Instead, they leave behind small changes you don't notice until sensitivity, stains, or cavities show up. Let's start with the pearls. Those chewy tapioca pearls are made of starch and sugar. When you bite into them, sticky residue clings to your teeth and gums long after the drink is gone. The result? Faster cavity formation, hidden enamel erosion, and plaque that builds up between teeth. A single serving of pearls can add 20 to 30 grams of sugar before you even count the tea itself. Then there's the tea and creamers. Sweetened teas, flavored syrups, and cream bases create a double hit, sugar plus acid. Together, they soften enamel and feed bacteria. A large milk tea with pearls, often over 50 grams of sugar, more than a can of Coke. And because enamel loss doesn't hurt, most people don't notice the damage until they see dull enamel, sensitivity, or staining in photos. Part of the risk is perception. Because boba feels trendy, social, even healthier than soda, people underestimate its dental cost. But a light milk tea with pearls and syrup can be harder on your teeth than candy or soda combined. So, what's the smarter move? You don't have to skip boba, you just have to be intentional. Start with pearl choices. Ask for half pearls, or try alternatives like aloe or chia seeds. They're less sticky and lower in sugar. And always rinse with water after to wash away residue. Second, adjust the sweetness. Many shops let you choose 75, 50, or even 25% sugar. Cutting back makes a huge difference. Choose unsweetened or lightly sweetened tea bases. And when you can, use a straw to reduce direct contact with your front teeth. Third, think about pairings. Drink water alongside your milk tea to dilute sugar and acid. Have it with a meal, not as a solo snack, so your teeth aren't exposed to sugar for hours. And balance your day with fiber-rich foods, like fruit, to help neutralize acidity. The truth is simple. Boba doesn't feel dangerous in the moment, but over time, it quietly erodes enamel, fuels cavities, and dulls your smile. With small swaps, less sugar, fewer pearls, smarter pairings, you can still enjoy your favorite drink while protecting your teeth. At KYT Dental Services, we see this often. Patients are surprised to learn that comfort rituals like milk tea were slowly damaging their smiles for years. That's why our approach goes beyond fixing problems. We focus on anticipating them, protecting enamel from erosion, whitening stains, and reinforcing teeth before issues become visible. Because even a boba break should bring you joy, not compromise your smile. Thanks for listening to Trust Your Teeth. If you found today's episode helpful, follow the show and share it with someone who loves their milk tea runs. Until next time, sip smarter, smile stronger.